Well, yesterday evening I was quite happily just sitting around listening to some music on the computer and generally messing about on the internet as you on a Saturday evening. But then I saw one of those Facebook statuses that literally sort of stopped me in my tracks. The status said that KC, the landlord of the Jenny Lind pub in the old town of Hastings, had suddenly passed away the day before. As I said, as suggested, I was absolutely stunned by that. But knowing the internet, I'm not suggesting anything untoward here at all, but you're never quite sure. And maybe I went back in my mind, I was just hoping that this wasn't true. But it certainly became obvious pretty soon to me through texts and messages that I sent and received that this, unfortunately, was true and that KC had sadly passed away. Very suddenly, obviously. Now, I was going to put something up there, but I thought I'm going to talk about this because I've known KC for a number of years since he first came down to Hastings, since he first took over the Jenny Lind. I'm not sure how many years ago that was now. And I've got to know him quite well over the years because, I mean, apart from being a huge champion of the old town and everything within the old town, all the events and all the organisations and that go on there, and he loved that, I know, and was very much involved with everything and encouraging to everything. I think he was chairman of the High Street Traders for a number of years as well, very much involved with the carnival and all that type of stuff. But I got involved with him because of his support and enthusiasm for other projects that I've been in. Hastings Rock Radio was the first one. I remember he first contacted me because he wanted to support the station. You know, financially we weren't doing particularly well because it needs a lot of money to run it, and he wanted to help out. So we met up in the pub, as always. He gave me a beer, as he would say, very generous and in that particular way. And with that, and talking to him, and I walked out of the pub with £600 in cash. He didn't want to wait until after the broadcast or even before the broadcast started. He said, "No, Andy, I'll give you the money now. I'll give it to you in cash." That's the sort of man that he was. And he supported Hastings Rock throughout from that time right up to the present day. Also with Carnival FM, another station that I've been involved with and was involved with the starting up of that. That could not have existed without KC and Linda as well, and their enthusiasm for the station. They gave us the actual studio space in their function room for the last 4 years that we've been there. And I remember the first year he laid on a special dinner for us at the end with free beer and all this type of thing to celebrate the success of the station. Throughout the other years that we've been there, he was a constant presence coming in the studio either with him on his own or with Linda as well, enthusing about what he was going on, coming in to watch the live sessions that I used to put on during my local music shows. And just generally being thoroughly enthusiastic and supportive about what we were doing in his house, effectively, as well. We'd come in there for a number of days, a couple of weeks, to sort of take over his function room so he can't use it, he can't rent it out. So he never expected any money for it. He was just happy for it to be there. This year, especially so, actually, and speaking to him literally only a few weeks ago, the last time that I saw him, unfortunately, I was in the Jenny Lind, and he came over with Linda, automatically bought me a beer. As I said, that's the sort of man that he was, and he was enthusiastic about how much he loved it, and used to get up, wake up in the morning, listen to the station, and having sort of friendly faces and voices, I suppose, in his house broadcasting, because he got to know everybody with the station. He was that type of person. He got to know everybody in the old town and the people that came into his pub. He was there smiling away as always, and just being himself. But he was also a supporter of Fat Tuesday, another thing that I'm involved with as well. And I remember when we first started the Unplugged Saturdays, we used to hold the sort of registration sessions in the back room of his pub, effectively taking over the back bar. But he didn't mind. He was happy for that to happen. It's one of the main venues on the sort of circuit for both Fat Tuesday and just generally for local music. I mean, once he took over that pub, I remember him saying that he wanted it to become a free house. He wanted it to be run the way that he wanted it to be, or his and their vision. And it's certainly turned into that, the way that he's changed that pub. I'm not saying it's beyond recognition, but it's certainly become one of the places to go to, whether it just be for good beer, for good company, excellent bar staff, I may say, as well. But also some great music. He's very supportive of local music. Once again, with me, with the Stinger magazine, he was incredibly supportive with that, always wanting to know when the next one was out. He advertised straight away from the first day that we ever approached him, the inside front cover, every issue, right up till quite recently. He was taking that at considerable cost to himself, and partly because he just wanted to support the particular project, not particularly for the advertising, whether he probably didn't even need to do that, but it was just a case of wanting to support something that was happening in the town that was supporting the town and promoting the town as well. But also on a personal level, because as I said, I got to know him through those projects, but other things that I've done. He enabled me to just use his function room whenever I wanted to hold meetings, music-related meetings, or to record interviews, or even little sessions and things like that within the pub. Always just happy just to let me liaise with the bar staff or something, or with himself, and just arrange these things. So he's a man who's going to be very, very sadly missed. I hope that the pub continues in his way. And if anything, that's a sort of a fitting memorial. You go into the Jenny Lynn now, and it's both his and Linda's vision of what he wanted. He certainly created that, and he's created a great space and a great venue and a great pub generally. So I'm very sad. I'm very much so. I got quite shocked by this because, as I said, just missing, he'll miss his smiling face and his presence. I know I won't be the only one. You know, we say this a lot, that when someone sadly passes away, that they will be sadly missed, they were well liked, etc., etc. But this is certainly a very worthy case. This is definitely the case here, because the man did so much, and sometimes you don't realise how much someone has done until they're not there anymore. But as I said, the pub and all the other things that he's involved with are fitting memorials to what he's done in the relatively short time that he's been in the town. He's certainly changed certainly the old town in the short time that he's been there. So my thoughts very much to Linda, Casey's wife, and to Simon and the staff at the Jenny Lind, who must be feeling this even more than everybody. And well done for keeping things going last night in the pub, I understand. And sorry to see you go, mate, but I'm glad, I'm very honoured to have met you and got to know you over the last years. Rest in peace, mate.